Morning watch, fighting the good fight, finishing the course, keeping the faith, and loving the Lord's appearing, in order to receive the reward of Christ as the crown of righteousness. Week 5. Receiving the kingdom reward of Christ as the crown of righteousness. Friday, related verses. 2 Timothy 4:18. The Lord will deliver me from every evil work and will save me into his heavenly kingdom. To whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but he who does the will of my Father who is in the heavens. Matthew 13:43a. Then the righteous will shine forth like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. 2 Peter 1:10-11. Therefore, brothers, be the more diligent to make your calling and selection firm. For doing these things, you shall by no means ever stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly and bountifully supplied to you. Matthew 26:27-29. And he took a cup and gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I shall by no means drink of this product of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in the kingdom of my Father. Related reading. In 2 Timothy 4:18, the heavenly kingdom is the kingdom of their Father, the kingdom of my Father, the kingdom of Christ and of God, and the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which will be a reward to the overcoming saints. It equals the crown of righteousness in 2 Timothy 4:8. And is an incentive to the believers to run the heavenly race. Paul had the assurance to make the triumphant declaration that he would be saved into this heavenly kingdom. To enter into the kingdom of the heavens, we need to do two things: call on the Lord and do the will of the heavenly Father. To call on the Lord suffices for us to be saved. But to enter into the kingdom of the heavens, we also need to do the will of the heavenly Father. Hence, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of the heavens, but those who call on the Lord and do the will of the heavenly Father will enter in. With the kingdom of the heavens, there are three aspects: the reality, the appearance, and the manifestation. The manifestation of the kingdom of the heavens will be the practical coming of the kingdom of the heavens in power, as revealed by the Lord Jesus in Matthew 24 and 25. When the Lord comes back, the kingdom of the heavens will be manifested. Only the victorious, overcoming believers are in the reality of the kingdom of the heavens. After the Lord Jesus comes back, these overcoming believers will participate in the manifestation of the kingdom of the heavens. Today, the believers shine as lamps, but in the coming age, the overcomers will shine as the sun. Those who will shine as the sun are the sons of the kingdom as the righteous. According to 5:20, these sons of the kingdom will have the surpassing righteousness. They will be righteous to such an extent that their entire being will shine. This righteousness is the indwelling Christ lived out of us that we may live in the reality of the kingdom today and enter into its manifestation in the future. We are sons of God the Father, and God is light. The divine light, which is God Himself, is, of course, much greater than the light of the sun. When in the millennium the overcoming believers enjoy the Father as light, they will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. In the heavenly part of the millennium, the overcoming believers will drink the cup of the new covenant anew with their Lord. In Matthew 26:29, the Lord Jesus said, I shall by no means drink of this product of the vine from now on until that day when I drink anew with you in the kingdom of my Father. This word was spoken when the Lord was establishing the table. By speaking this word, he made it clear that from the time he established the table, he would be physically away from the believers and not drink the product of the vine with them until he drinks anew with them in the Father's kingdom. After his coming back, the Lord will drink the cup of the new covenant anew with the overcoming believers. Therefore, the Lord's promise in Matthew 26:29 will be fulfilled with the overcomers in the kingdom of the Father during the manifestation of the kingdom of the heavens.